Right now, I would like to introduce you to a couple of gentlemen. Tim Heidecker and Eric Wareheim are in the studio. Hello, gentlemen.
Hello.
Hey, everyone. Hey.
Is my mic on?
Hello. Check.
Can
one,
you turn
two.
My mic on, please?
Trippy J.
Some more of your voice in the fallback?
Yes.
Can I get a little echo on mine for this whole interview? Just feeling
how many
milliseconds?
How many milliseconds of echo?
17.
About 30% decay on mine.
Oh, I'm going to have to work on that. Can I play a song and we'll work on the echo and the decay? And isn't there in compression a term called knee?
Yes. More knee.
More knee.
And a flange. If you flange, you can put that on too. I prefer it.
I'm working on the flange right now. Here's a brand new song from San Cisco. It's called Wild Things. Let me know what you think of it. On Triple J, brand new music from San Cisco. That was Wild Things. And hello to San Cisco, who I believe are listening in London at the moment.
Hey, San Cisco.
Hey. Tim Heidecker and Eric Wareheim from Tim and Eric Awesome Show. Great job. In the studio, people loving that song. Simon saying the new San Cisco song is Off the Richter.
Miss you, San Cisco.
Love you, San Cisco.
Making my whole day worth it, says Casey Ellalong. I love San Cisco. There we go. And Scotty Grummer would like to say, please, please, please say hi from me to Tim and Eric. Thank you.
I will not say hi to them, but I will say hi to San Cisco.
Hey, San Cisco, we miss you. We love you.
Gentlemen, you've been in Australia for a few days. You played at the Forum.
Yes and no.
Two shows at the Forum on the weekend. And if you turn on your television on Saturday night, you guys programmed Rage. It's a great option.
Yeah, I went to bed watching Rage around 4 a.m. There was a band called Pugwash right after the Sneaker Pimps. And there was a lot of goatees, a lot of dreadlocks. It was like the best TV I've ever seen.
You programmed Papa Roach, two 30 Seconds to Mars songs in a row.
Correct.
Limp Bizkit and Korn, John Bon Jovi's Queen of New Orleans. I didn't even know that song existed.
Here's what happened.
Okay.
I'll let you in on the little secret and your audience. We were sent a play, an Excel document, several hundred pages long, which featured an alphabetical list of every band you could imagine, and we were asked to pick some. Mm-hmm. So I picked songs that I knew were going to make Eric laugh, and Eric picked songs that he knew was going to make me laugh. And then that was a few weeks ago. So when we went in to shoot the in-between things, we were hearing the director was letting us know which ones we're going to be introducing seconds before we introduced it.
Next up, you're going to be talking about Ragastang. And we're like, well, Ragastang's my favorite music ever.
Do you really program Ragastang?
But watching it, it seemed to make
Raga
sense.
Mofo or there's a mofo in there,
too. Pomo Mofo.
Pomo Mofo.
They're a good band.
Really?
You don't even know?
No, we don't know who most of these bands are. We just like the sound of the names. But but it sort of made sense when we were watching it in our hotel rooms, and it's sort of there was a continuity to it, like Aerosmith's Aerosmith's Dude Looks Like a Lady seems like something that kind of would be on our show.
Sort of this 90s palette look that looks like our TV show was awkwardly great.
Indeed. Tim and Eric are in the studio. Tim Heidecker and Eric Wareheim, who are in the country for the very first time. Have you been here before at all?
No. We came in a couple days early, headed up north, did Cannes. We did scuba diving in the reef. We saw the kangaroos. Then we headed down south. So we're loving it here, though.
All right. Nice stuff. Well, if you do have any more questions for Tim and Eric, keep them coming in. Thank you for the text so far. Here's a very good one. I need more spaghetti. Tim and Eric, please give me more spaghetti. I need to be spooked again.
Not a question.
Oh, yeah.
No question
in
there.
It's a demand, really.
In fact, you're wondering what we're talking about.
Here's a good question, and then you say spooked.
These two office workers are planning ahead for their weekly staff meeting. But what they can't possibly plan for is a surprise visit from Spaghetti!
That's all you get now. You have to seek the rest out.
Yes.
It's available. It's available. And does Spaghetti make an appearance at your shows in Australia?
He has been, but that does no guarantee for the future.
We've had reports.
Yes.
He's been around. In the studio, Tim and Eric from Tim and Eric Awesome Show. Great job. We got a text from someone who you threw up on. Over the duration of the shows on the weekend.
Oh, maybe one of our characters did. I don't know if, you know, we kind of try to separate us from the characters we portray.
That's like a propriety kind of thing, like a corporation arrangement.
A method thing.
there's so many, like in this many seasons of Tim and Eric Awesome Show, Great Jobs, so many ridiculous characters and so, like it's so ridiculous, as we said, we just heard spaghetti and stuff. How did you get a series like that in the first place? How does that happen?
Well, we had a cartoon called Tom Goes to the Mayor. We made 30 episodes of that, and Adult Swim was like, enough. Do you guys have anything else? And we were like, yeah, we made short videos and sketches and songs and stuff in the past, so let's try to put that into a sketch show. And Adult Swim was amazing and let us have a chance and a shot at it.
Had they, like, Adult Swim does do lots of pretty weird stuff.
Sure.
Did you feel that they were like sort of, you know, sort of overstretching to let you guys make a TV show?
Well, it was, I mean, it was, yes, but also the live, it was their first live action show they were kind of developing, so it was a kind of crazy for them as well. We were all kind of in it just to be like, well, let's give it a try, you know, see if this works.
And why did you decide to make it, like, if people have seen Tim and Eric Awesome Show, Great Job, it is like the, you know, it's sort of based on those, I guess, those cable TV sort of crappy kind of quick cuts and stuff. Where did that kind of idea come from?
It's a style that we've been a fan of and have kind of, you know, since we've been making stuff together, we've always played with the idea of not only the idea of the sketch, but the presentation of the sketch as well. And how the format of the, of whatever it is you're showing should be also funny.
Is it hard to make it look like, is it hard to make stuff look that crap? I guess that's a question.
Well, yeah. I mean, we start everything with HD cameras and then we slowly digress it. We put it through real VCRs. We smack the VCRs to give it those real glitches. Yeah. We're like kind of purists. We don't like the digital filters. We try to get it as pure to the early 90s.
And there's nothing more pure than hitting a VCR as you're running crap through it. Hey, we just got a text from Lauren who says she is your biggest and bestest fan from Melbourne who won your trivia game last night.
Oh, well done.
And loved the Dutch Boys set. She wants to know what comedy acts or shows have inspired you in the past and today. It's an easy question.
Yeah. I'm really into Channing Tatum stuff, like recently.
Like from his SNL spot?
Yeah.
When he was on Saturday Night
just
Live?
His whole, yeah, just his vibe and his acting is inspiring my new stuff. I'm not, you know, not the Tim Eric stuff, but my new work is really just based on that.
Are you going to redo 21 Jump Street again like he did?
Oh. Well, I don't want to, you know, give it away, but I am doing some kind of stage show around his performance in 21 Jump Street. I want to be doing touring the States with that.
Who's going to play Jonah Hill? Character. Oh,
I asked him and I did not get an email
it's
reply
a pass.
Back yet.
This is what I do. I sit on you. Sit on you. Sit on you. This is what I do.
Another
I sit on
magical
you.
Moment from Tim and Eric Awesome Show. Great job. You had all these like cameos from amazing, like actually like sort of well-known actors like Jonah Hill, Michael Cera, Bob Odenkirk, Maria Bamford, Zach Galifianakis. But it's the non-name people, I reckon, that people really love in Tim and Eric. Where do these people come from, like the guy who sang that?
Most people are for our show. We have pretty traditional methods of attracting talent through casting websites. And we just are looking for people that you don't normally see on television, you know, and Los Angeles is full of people that are aspiring to be actors. So, you know, we try not to judge.
Wasn't that, and one of the gentlemen, I believe, who was like, he's like a busker. He busks outside, you know, one of the big sort of stadiums in America, and he also ends up on Tim and Eric.
It's an equal opportunity situation for performers in the world.
Yeah, David Liebehart he's actually on tour with, he has a David Liebehart band that he's on tour in the States right now.
No, we are not endorsing.
Yeah, it is a very, very bad band. They play punk rock music.
But it's fair to say that he probably wouldn't have been able to do that if he wasn't on Tim and Eric Awesome Show, Great Job. So
that is fair to say.
Enabling, if not endorsing.
Yes.
So what are you guys going to do now? You're in Australia. You've got these shows happening tomorrow night at the Metro in Sydney, the Factory Theatre on Wednesday, and then the Tivoli on Thursday in Fortitude Valley. There's after parties that, Eric Wareham, you were DJing with Doug Pound.
Oh, yeah.
Any plans to just hang out in Australia while you're here?
Well, we kind of, like Eric said earlier, we kind of got that out of our system ahead of time, which was kind of nice to adjust to the time difference and everything. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I think we're just taking in the city and enjoying the wonderful people here. Everybody's so nice here. I don't know if you know that about yourselves.
Thank you.
It's a lovely town.
And what about after this? When you get back to America, what's on the horizon for Tim and Eric as a comedy writing duo?
Well, we're going to get back to work. We have some new TV projects that we're developing and writing and We're trying to get some more stuff on the air. You know, we put out our movie's coming here soon.
Yes, the $1 billion movie.
Yeah, we worked on it for a couple of years.
It's a struggle to get this kind of stuff on TV in America. You know, it's not very popular. It is on a certain level, but it's, you know, as you guys can, I'm sure you get a lot of our exports and a lot of it's trash, a lot of it's junk.
Well, come on, Modern Family won how many Emmys?
What's that?
Modern Family won like 5 Emmys.
Yeah, so there's a different kind of standard going on. So it's always an uphill battle for us to try to get what we want to do up on the air. So we got to go back and convince people to give us more money to make stuff.
All right. And Eric, you're still making music video clips?
Yeah. Fans? I have a new one coming out in about a week. It's a very special surprise. I can't tell you.
Okay. But all right. Well, any hints?
Beach House.
Let's play some Beach House.
This is
right
international.
Now. Yeah, yeah. No,
you
definitely.
Know, no
this
never. No.
We've got San Cisco listening in London. I know there are people listening here in America, but certainly no one would have guessed that. Definitely never reach back to America, I'm sure. So chuck on some Beach House. How about Lazuli on Triple J? And I believe I asked you, Eric, on Friday if you guys wouldn't mind helping out making a little video while you're here. We've got some cameras. We've got a green screen. People who know Tim and Eric, awesome show, great job, know that the green screen is quite big with you guys.
Essential.
We travel with it.
You bring your own green screen?
Yeah, I shot a little something in the bathroom on the flight. It's a private video for Eric. But
he'll just transfer me the file and then I'll go for it. I have a whole library of backgrounds.
Good. I can't wait.
Send it back to Tim for approval the next day.
And we're going to see it?
No, it's a very private video.
Well, in that case, can we make our own video then? Just for
absolutely, sure, let's do it.
It's the Doctor on Triple J.